Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us this morning is the one and only Gary Loris. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Rick.
We're very excited for your appearance at Colony in Woodstock on March 20th. That's going to be a wonderful event. Tell the folks what you have in store for them. Are you going to be playing solo or is anyone accompanying you?
I'll be playing solo, unless my wife decides to get up and play tambourine. But yeah, it's just me. I enjoy the contrast of playing with a full band. I can do things I can't do with the band. I can really get intimate. I really play quietly and tell stories. So I really enjoy it.
Well, it's a great way to get intimate with you as an artist. And it's the in-between song storytelling that is always insightful. And you learn a little bit about the art that you create. And it's fun to hear the stories of the inspiration behind the songs. And your new album, Dark Country, is a pretty internally filled album. This is a very personal record, and it's a love album. So congratulations on finding love that you can write about and put out an album. Very cool.
Thank you. I'm very lucky. Later in life, I met the woman of my dreams, and we're packing a lot into our days. We're going on 5 years of marriage, and she kind of lured me up here to Canada, and now I'm really happy I'm here for many reasons. But Steph and I spent a good amount of time in Woodstock right during COVID. I went there to live for a few months. We have friends there. Our dear friends Karen and Rusty Goodman put us up as their patrons of the arts. They have a foundation called the Silver Sun Foundation, I believe it's called. And I was able to live in Woodstock and get to know it. And so we've spent all the time at the Colony ourselves and the whole area. We still love it.
Yeah, I think I saw you at Cumberland Farms and I scratched my head going, is that Gary Loris? And just walked by you.
Is Cumberland Farms like a co-op or what is it?
No, it's a gas station.
Oh, okay. I don't know it that well. But, you know, my manager lives in Woodstock, and I have lots of friends there. And interestingly enough, Steph and I and my stepsons and my son, we're all obsessed with a show called Severance, which is on Apple. And a lot of it was filmed kind of in Kingston area and all that area. In fact, there's one scene where they have this, they're at this diner, and they have numerous scenes at this diner called Pips, if you know it,
or yeah,
which is actually the Phoenicia Diner, I believe, which we've been to. So, I think we want to move back just so we can live the Severance life there.
Well, let us know when you're coming. We'll hang out.
Are you
out
familiar
with
that show at all?
I'm more familiar with the Phoenicia Diner than the show, actually. But I've seen parts of it because it's my hometown.
Yeah. It's part of the world.
Yeah. So how did you meet Stephanie, the love of your life?
I met her at a Jayhawks show in Toronto in 2019. We were playing two shows there. She came the second night. It was a rainy, rainy night, and she almost didn't come because she had to take a train from, I guess it would be Burlington, Ontario, a little train, you know, like a commuter train. And she was with her friends, and they were having a few cocktails, a little food, and her friends, Krista, said, no, we're still going, we're going. So they went, and she couldn't even probably see me. It was really crowded. The Horseshoe is this legendary bar. But the sight lines are not exactly great. But she heard my voice. We somehow connected through the air, the ether. And after the show, she was used to work in the music business. So she knew the club owner. And she was backstage saying hello to him. And I went backstage in the offices to say goodbye and thank him. And our eyes met. And it was truly love at first sight. I can still, we're there to make make people either believe or not, but that's what happened. So we stayed in contact, and all through COVID, I mean, she came to
So,
me in Woodstock. How many times did you come, honey? Two or three?
two
Two,
or three.
two or three times, and then COVID hit, and we could not see each other. I ended up going back to Minneapolis, and we lived through our phones and FaceTime, and then eventually I moved to Canada. We got married and moved in 2001, I think, or so, and
not 2000.
2000.
Yeah,
to
2020.
2020.
Yeah, 2020.
And moved to Quebec a few years ago, and here we are.
Well, congratulations, Gary. You actually saw the love of your life, and you were able to talk to her and say, hey, this is my number or email or whatever, and stay in touch. Because
yeah,
a lot of us
well,
let
know,
that just go.
Sometimes there are days I think the music business, why did I choose it? I guess it chose me, really. I really believe that. But days like that, when you meet the woman of your dreams and you know it's because you were there performing and somehow the music and their eyes met. So, yeah, that was a good day. That was a very good day.
Well, we at KZE love your work with the Jayhawks. We've played you since the first album till the future 2025 release.
We're actually in the process of figuring out where we're recording. We think we found the producer we would love to work with. Remain nameless, but he's just stepped up to the plate and said, I really want to do this. So we're excited about that. We're trying to make it happen in Canada. And I think that would be an important thing to do. So it will be, I'm going on Sunday. No, tomorrow, honey. We're driving to a little town to look at one studio. So we're in the process of looking at studios. Hopefully it'll be in Canada, but it'll be out. There'll be a record out next year, which will coincide with the 40th anniversary of the Jayhawks and a book that's being published on the band. So next year is going to be a big year.
Wow. Well, all the best. And we look forward to new Jayhawks music. Now back to Dark Country.
Yes.
You told the story of meeting Stephanie, and well, all these songs are very personal. And you just mentioned during COVID, you spent a lot of time communicating on your phone. You have a song, Living on My Phone, on the album. There's no real hidden meanings behind any of the songs. They're very straightforward.
For a change. Yeah. Yeah. Many times I will say that in the past, it's just the style that we had of being somewhat oblique in our lyrics, leaving a lot of space to fill in, a lot of fiction, a lot of people like Angeline. There's no real Angeline, for instance, that sort of thing. There's a lot of imagery, poetry, stories mixed together. This is the first record I really pretty much straight autobiographical. This is what love looks like in my world. And Living on My Phone is, it actually started as some of just viewing people, see a family's going out to dinner and all four are on their phones, people that can't get away from the device. But as it started taking shape, it was really, as the lyrics say, it's more about staying connected. And as much as I hate technology in many ways, in certain ways, it saves me, saves people, whether it's the communication, health industries. In other ways, it's like alcohol, technology in moderation, good thing.
Another great tune on the album. Well, first I have to say the guitar picking and the guitar playing is really great, Gary. It sounds so crystal clear and wonderful on many of the songs, including Two Birds. The guitar playing on Two Birds is beautiful.
Thank you. Well, that's 12 string that my wife gave me for, was that for Christmas or birthday now? I don't remember. Christmas. And it's a beautiful 12 string, 1970 Guild 12 string. And it kind of helps define the record in many ways. I started wanting to write songs around that guitar, and that, and then the picking is something I've wanted to do more of. Even in this stage of my career, there are things I want to do and change, and one would be, I still want to explore different tunings and things which I haven't done much of, but just finger picking, it's so hypnotic. Like Couldn't Live a Day Without You is one of the songs on the record that I could sit and play that all day, because it's just you fall into this hypnotic zone of finger picking, which I'd love to do more of. So that kind of drove the record too, along with the 12 string.
Well, it's great. And listening to Bobby Charles is something that I've been doing my whole life.
Yeah, I bet.
And something that you've been doing and, well, wrote a song about it.
Yeah, you know, Bobby Charles definitely spent a lot of time in Woodstock or Bearsville, all that whole area. And, you know, that song is a bit of an ode to my mother, too, who'd listen to her music on the little pink Zenith radio on the kitchen sill, and made me think of her.
So Dark Country, the follow-up solo-wise, Vagabonds came out in 2008, Jump for Joy in 2021, and now in 2025 we have the new album Dark Country. And well, we're looking forward to your appearance at Colony in Woodstock. Can I ask you a couple of Jayhawks questions?
Sure.
All right. Do you talk to Mark Olson?
Absolutely not.
Not at all?
Yeah, not at all. If I never see him again, it would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. No, I have nothing good to say about that guy.
Okay.
I couldn't be clearer.
I get it now. Yeah. Well, then.
No, there will be no reunion. Let's put it that way. We did it once and it was a huge mistake. So people have to move on from that.
Well, I figured I'd clear that up for the listeners. They'd probably like to hear that as well. But that's pretty definitive.
Yeah, I couldn't be any more definitive. Not a fan.
Gotcha. Well, we wish you nothing but the best with the future of Dark Country and your solo shows that you got coming up. Folks, don't miss out and get tickets. Visit colony.com and get tickets for Colony Woodstock on March 20th. Gary Loris solo. It's going to be a great time. I'll see you there, Gary. Looking forward to it. And all the best to your relationship, your music, and your whole life. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick. I'll see you at the Colony.
All right. Thanks for everything, Gary.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.